Bill O'Brien, in your number five as a head coach, we've put the microphone on him times before. You know him very well, your background with him. He is clearly evolving and changing and growing as a coach, is he not?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question in that. When he got here, think about that. When he got here in 2014, that was his first time as an NFL head coach. And now, in year five, what is he, the dean in the AFC South with Doug Marrone, Frank Reich, and Mike Vrabel? I mean, he's well beyond them in years as a head coach. So each and every year you learn something new about yourself as a coach, and he's always reading and studying what he can do better as a head coach to be the leader of this team. And then as the offensive play caller, where can he improve? How does he take this offense to a different level? So there's a lot going on, but he is constantly 100% of the time working at the idea of him being a better coach every single day. And I think that's what you want in a head coach and what you want in your entire coaching staff.
You said the word constantly, and one constant in the NFL is coaching staffs flipping over and having new faces each and every year. Now, there's a lot of familiar faces that are back. Romeo Crennel is one. Yep. But you got some new coaches as well. That's nothing different that we've seen this year. But I think the common thread that they all share, they're all teachers. They're all teaching things this time of year especially.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing at this point of the year. I mean, you think about how many new players are here. And I'm not just talking rookies. Think of the number of free agents that have come in. So this new coaching staff, and every year it is a new coaching staff, even though in previous years there hasn't been as much turnover as there have been in this staff. But I always think that's good after a certain number of years to have the infusion of some new ideas, of some new innovation. Hey, we used to do this like this, and you bring that to the table and go, wow, why weren't we doing that before? Well, you bring a new idea into the mix because you brought new coaches, new innovation, that kind of thing. So I always think it's good, but you still have the continuity with Bill O'Brien at the top, leading the rest of these coaches and filtering that down to the players. So there is continuity, but yet there is some infusion of some new innovation, some new ideas, and I think we'll be able to start seeing that with this team. But yes, they have to be good teachers with the number of new players that are on this campus, if you will.
And this is just the second week of OTAs that concluded. So what's next? Let's kind of put out the timeline for what's going on.
Well, I think there is still the installation of your scheme, of your program, of what you want to do. The rookies get the opportunity to see how much more they can tack on each and every day. They're throwing a lot at these guys. Whether you're a free agent or you're a new player, rookie, whatever the case might be, you're getting a lot thrown at you during these OTAs. And so I don't want to call this a safe environment, but this is an environment in which you don't have to be right because you're playing the Colts the next day.
It's more of a learning environment.
Absolutely. You know, it's a teaching environment. It's a passing camp. It's a learning environment. But you're still learning under the stress and pressure of what you're going to need during the year. But you can see how much you can handle, but you also can see how much you need to be able to learn and be in your playbook so you know that much more.
About a week or two more of this, and then they're off for about 5-6 weeks, and then the stress, the pressure gets ratcheted up even more with training camp at the Greenbrier in late July and in August.